Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 14, Tape A, Side 3. Sentence Build-Up Continued. Segment 2. Begin.
有一位女教授问我，学中文什么最难？我告诉她，我觉得发音很难。学写汉字也很难。她问，我一年能学多少汉字？我告诉他，这个很难说，可是我想可以学1500多个字。
One lady professor asked me, while learning Chinese, what was most difficult. I told her, I felt the pronunciation was very difficult, and learning to write Chinese characters was also very difficult. She asked me, how many Chinese characters I could learn in 1 year.I told her this was very difficult to say, but I thought one could learn more than 1,500 characters. Repeat and add.
有一位女教授问我，学中文什么最难？我告诉她，我觉得发音很难。学写汉字也很难。她问我，一年能学多少汉字？我告诉她，这个很难说。可是我想可以学1500多个字。有一位男教授问我，课文里的生词容易记不容易记？我告诉他，我自己觉得不太容易记，不过有的同学觉得记生词一点儿也不难。
One of the male professors asked me if the new words in the lesson were easy to remember or not. I told him,I myself felt they were not too easy to remember, but some fellow students felt remembering new words was not at all difficult. Repeat and add.
有一位女教授问我，学中文什么最难？我告诉她，我觉得发音很难，学写汉字也很难。她问我，一年能学多少汉字？我告诉她，这个很难说，可是我想可以学1500多个字。有一位男教授问我，课文里的生词容易记不容易记？我告诉他，我自己觉得不太容易记，不过有的同学觉得记生词一点儿也不难。还有一位法国教授问我们，中文的语法难不难？我们告诉他，中文的语法没有英文的语法那么难。他说他以前学英文的时候觉得语法最难。
A French professor asked us if Chinese grammar was difficult or not. We told him, Chinese grammar was not as difficult as English grammar. He said, previously, when he was learning English, he felt grammar was the most difficult. Repeat and add.
有一位女教授问我，学中文什么最难？我告诉她，我觉得发音很难，学写汉字也很难。她问我，一年能学多少汉字？我告诉她，这个很难说，可是我想可以学1500多个字。有一位男教授问我，课文里的生词容易记不容易记？我告诉她，我自己觉得不太容易记，不过有的同学觉得记生词一点儿也不难。还有一位法国教授问我们，中文的语法难不难？我们告诉他，中文的语法没有英文的语法那么难。他说他以前学英文的时候觉得语法最难。他们那三天从这个教室走到那个教室，问我们学生住在哪儿，早上什么时候起床，几点钟上课，什么时候吃午饭，下午什么时候下课，也问我们晚上是不是也有课。
Now a translation of the entire segment. One lady professor asked me, while learning Chinese, what was most difficult?I told her I felt the pronunciation was very difficult and learning to write Chinese characters was also very difficult. She asked me how many Chinese characters I could learn in 1 year. I told her this was very difficult to say, but I thought one could learn more than 1,500 characters. One of the male professors asked me if the new words in the lesson were easy to remember or not. I told him, I myself felt they were not too easy to remember, but some of my fellow students felt remembering new words was not at all difficult. A French professor asked us if Chinese grammar was difficult or not. We told him, Chinese grammar was not as difficult as English grammar. He said, previously when he was learning English, he felt grammar was the most difficult. Those 3 days, they walked from this classroom to that classroom and asked us students where we lived, what time we got out of bed in the morning, what time we went to class, what time we had lunch, and what time in the afternoon we got out of class. They also asked us if we had classes in the evenings. Segment 3. Begin.
有一位德国教授问我，我们同班的学生是不是下课以后在一起练习绘画，是不是晚上在一块儿念书。我告诉他，我们同学有的在一块儿练习，有的自己在家念书。
One German professor asked me if we fellow students practice conversation together after class, and whether we studied together in the evenings. I told him, some of us studied together and some studied at home alone. Repeat and add.
有一位德国教授问我，我们同班的学生是不是下课以后在一起练习绘画，是不是晚上在一块儿念书。我告诉他，我们同学有的在一块儿练习，有的自己在家念书。他也问我，一个星期有几次考试，有没有测验。我告诉他，每课都有测验，也有考试。他问我难不难，我说有的难，有的很容易。
He asked me how many times a week we had tests and whether or not we had quizzes. I told him that we had quizzes and tests for each lesson. He asked if they were difficult or not. I said, some are difficult and some are very easy. Repeat and add.
有一位德国教授问我，我们同班的学生是不是下课以后在一起练习绘画，是不是晚上在一块儿念书。我告诉他，我们同学有的在一块儿练习，有的自己在家念书。他也问我，一个星期有几次考试，有没有测验。我告诉他，每课都有测验，也有考试。他问我难不难，我说有的难，有的很容易。他们问了这些问题，可是没问我们学生喜欢不喜欢念中文，也没问我们觉得课文里头的生词太多不太多，也没问我们是不是想家。
They ask us all these questions, but they didn't ask us whether or not we liked studying Chinese, nor did they ask us whether or not we felt there were too many new words in the lessons, and they didn't ask us if we were homesick or not. Repeat and add.
有一位德国教授问我，我们同班的学生是不是下课以后在一起练习绘画，是不是晚上在一块儿念书。我告诉他，我们同学有的在一块儿练习，有的自己在家念书。他也问我，一个星期有几次考试， 有没有测验。我告诉他，每课都有测验，也有考试。他问我难不难，我说有的难，有的很容易。他们问了这些问题，可是没问我们学生喜欢不喜欢念中文，也没问我们觉得课文里头的生词太多不太多，也没问我们是不是想家。他们走以前，有一位教授告诉我们老师，他没看见学生看钟，也没看见学生看手表，所以他想学生都很喜欢念中文，也都是好学生。
Now a translation of the full segment. One German professor asked me if we fellow classmates practice conversation together after class and whether we study together in the evenings. I told him, some of us study together and some studied at home alone. He asked me how many times a week we had tests and whether or not we had quizzes. I told him we had quizzes and tests for each lesson. He asked if they were difficult or not. I said, some are difficult and some are very easy. They ask us all these questions, but they didn't ask us whether or not we like studying Chinese, nor did they ask us whether or not we felt there were too many new words in the lessons, and they didn't ask us if we were homesick or not. Before they left, one professor told our teacher he hadn't seen any of the students looking at the clock, and he hadn't seen any students looking at the wristwatches. So, he thought the students all enjoyed studying Chinese very much, and they were all good students. End of lesson 14, tape A, side 3.